Well, good morning, everybody. Joel said 10 seconds. He said 10 seconds. It was 10 seconds. I think it was more like 7 seconds, Joel. I don't know. That's the way Bart Rentner used to, if he wanted to get rid of somebody or was tired of listening to somebody, a caller, he'd say, okay, 10 seconds. Well, we got to go in 10 seconds.
You broadcast guys live by the seconds.
I know. It's really a different world. And then there's daylight saving time when you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll get up at 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
Why can't we just stick with one and let it go?
Well, the sleep experts, the physicians who study this, say standard time is the way to go because you've got some morning sun longer time of the year. But... you know, the folks who want to play in the afternoons after, you know, and I can certainly understand that.
But we don't need till 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Well.
I'm old enough I can remember Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Well, they all blame it on World War I and energy savings, but I don't
know. They used to blame it on the farmer.
Yeah, well, they blame everything on the farmer, of course. They keep us in business. They feed us. They do everything. All right, so we don't want to blame them. I am intrigued by this group here. It's you've been with us how long, Paul McKenzie, on the show?
July will be my 25th anniversary, if my records are correct.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
I know. He just can't get enough of this place.
Hey, and I gave him the code to the building this morning.
I know you did.
Because my hands were full.
That's what I've been waiting for.
I witnessed that.
And Phil, how long have you been advertising? Because that's how this started.
It had to be sometime around 2008 or 9, somewhere in there. At least 10, 2010.
I think it was, I don't know.
I can't remember for sure. I tried to get Pat to help me remember.
Pat couldn't remember either because she's the one that suggested
this. Yeah, we can probably come up with it.
And Rufus, I know you've been on since 06.
What, 17, 18 years, something like that.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure about that. And you were kind of on here and there.
What about the times I've been off?
Well, I'm off of just about every show, a little bit off, but I try to pull myself back. Well, we have some, I guess these are Guinness mugs. It's it looks like Mardi Gras with the beads.
Yeah.
But we've got a little cup hanging on it for St. Patrick's Day.
They're preparing for the St. Patrick's Day parade. And one of your great employees, Dan, is a big sponsor and participant in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Raleigh.
Right.
So if you're not listening to WPTF, which you should be, then you go to the parade.
So that's 17th, and that's, is that a Monday, St. Patrick's Day? Is it a Monday?
Well, let's look at the quiz joiner book.
Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was.
It is.
Okay. Well, at any rate, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And so, Paul, what have you been up to? Since you're retired now, I'm sure you're delving into a lot of different things, but a lot of nature. Have you visited any beautiful areas with the extraordinary flowers and trees and so forth, although there are not a lot of leaves on trees right now?
You know...
I guess not.
Well, no, Rufus, but let me put a plug in for Medoc Mountain State Park, which is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not really a mountain because it's east of Raleigh. But this would be a fabulous time to go to Medoc Mountain State Park and look for wildflowers. You'll find trout lilies and mayapples and bloodroot, I believe, and many other beautiful things coming up. And this is the time of year to be out in the woods starting to look for those native wildflowers. And Medoc Mountain, short drive from Raleigh, about an hour or so. Wonderful state park to go wildflower hunting.
How about that?
Yeah. Very peaceful.
Now, where is
this? Just a hidden gem. It's in Halifax County.
Halifax County.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's kind of a hidden gem. It's just a...
Yeah.
You know, Umstead's nice, but, you know, being in Raleigh, it gets a lot of traffic.
I'm sure it's a lot of quiet, much quieter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I visited Medoc State Park one time, and a gentleman there...
I don't hear you, Rufus.
There we go. A gentleman showed me what he said was a 150-year-old crepe myrtle.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I wonder.
Now, I have some that are pushing 100.
We don't get to see Orton Plantation anymore. Phil, did you ever provide flowers anything out there?
I
know there's some azaleas that are very, very old out there.
We actually did. We took flowers down there. Carlton even delivered. I remember when he delivered flowers down there, and the alligators would be swimming right there next to the road that goes in. But they privatized it again and stopped. Well, I guess we stopped growing flowers down there around somewhere in the mid, 2007, 2008, somewhere in there, or maybe a little later. I can't remember exactly when it happened, but they were going to go back and do some rice fields and different things in there, and try to make it more like it was back in the day, and do some hunting places to. I'm not sure what all's happened down there, but that was a gorgeous place.
Yeah.
The last time I went down there, it wasn't a real happy occasion. I went down there and they had planted. I will never forget it. They planted a whole place full of citrus mix pansies, and citrus mix is probably one of the most beautiful colors of pansies we have, because it shows up. It's really like a drive-by bed or something. It shows up really well. And they had killed every one of them.
Oh, my.
So they were trying to figure out what was wrong. Well, what they had done was gone into Wilmington and gotten hen manure.
Mm.
And it was not processed. And they threw it all over those pansies and just burned them up.
Mm.
I mean, just, it was so sad. I felt bad for them, but they thought they were doing the right thing to give them some fertilizer. But
did you give them a little lecture?
Well, I just, you know, I just told them what happened. And the other part about it was they had planted the plants and then thrown that on top. So they had actually gotten them too deep. And they had
we
gotten,
do that with a lot of things.
Well, we
plant
we
them
do.
Too deep.
Yeah, yeah. So it's beautiful down there, but it was a sad occasion to go back and see all those pansies dead.
Yeah.
Well, everything too deep except tomatoes. You can't plant them too deep.
Right. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
No, you can't.
Phil and I talked about it yesterday. I planted some Cousin Gladys tomatoes, and they just didn't do anything. I took them out to Phil's about 3 weeks ago. Went down yesterday to give her some more because mine won't do any good. And they're about a foot tall with one of them starting to bloom.
Yep.
She can grow a tomato.
We put them in gallon pots for him, and he's, I don't know, what'd you bring yesterday, 8 more or so?
Yes.
We're going to put those in some gallon pots when I get back to the house. And I mean, they're just beautiful tomatoes, and they got a big, thick stem on them. Actually, there's two different kinds, so I'm not, one of them looks like a homestead. They've got a different leaf on them, so we'll have to see what comes out.
Remember Cousin Gladys from Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yep.
All right, we have Pat. Did you say
Cat?
Oh, okay.
Is that the weather lady?
No, I don't think so. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning. What
plant question do you have?
Well, I am hanging out down here by the Cape Fear River this morning.
Oh, good. Kat. Ironically, we were talking about Orton Plantation.
That's Kat, the minister.
Oh, okay. Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. So I just need some thoughts down here on the Cape Fear River about some overgrown landscape that all needs to come out. And we want to put in the beds with some natives and some pollinators. I'm just wondering what comes to mind that would be beautiful but between the road and the house.
Now, you're talking about, well, of course, we can't picture all of this, Catherine, but are you talking about weeds or trees and shrubs? Or what do you want to get rid of?
We want to get rid of shrubs, overgrown shrubs, like, you know, that the contractors put in and are overgrown and unmanageable.
Okay.
So we want those gone. We want some color. We want some natives. We want some pollinators.
Well, first of all, get a sharp shovel, Catherine.
Sharp.
Start digging out those things.
Yeah, you're going to have to dig.
To pull them out.
That's right.
Maybe Carlton needs to come down and pull them out with the tractor.
Yeah, get the tractor out.
That's right.
It really does sound what it sounds. If they're overgrown, they might be quite a root system.
You have to do that. But down there, it's a great place. To put in any type of butterfly weed and things like that. You know, we've got that one butterfly bed there at the corner of the farmhouse. So it worked out really well. We had a lot of the larvae came there, and it was just a beautiful bed. But I've got a lot of sunflower seed, too, since I know you're the sunflower queen.
Sunflower seed, Kat?
I don't eat them, but
she just loves sunflowers.
I've got about
10 different kinds that I was going to plant along in that garden down there close to your house. Yeah. So I'll share some of those with you for the river. But
that'd be fun.
Yeah, are you going to plant the tomatoes in raised beds, or are you going to put those in the ground?
We haven't talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could try them in the ground this year since there probably haven't been any there.
There haven't been any there.
So what kind of soil do you have? Because that was probably farmland down there. It's probably pretty rich soil down there on the river.
What county are we talking about?
Harnett.
Harnett County.
Harnett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about the coast. Cape Fear. I was thinking about Wilmington. Oh, yeah.
That's Lillington.
Okay. Lillington's fine,
Lillington.
Too.
We're by the kayakers.
Yeah.
Auntie Phil, you got to come see this bluebird house that's down here, too.
Bluebirds are very active right now. Mm. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of.
Yeah, they are.
They're building a nest right on the porch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
So are you looking for plant recommendations, Kat? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right, well, hold on a second. We're going to run a break, and Paul will give you some plant ideas.
I'll hold on.
Are you not going to give any plant ideas? You're just asking the question?
I was just getting clarification.
Well, that's great. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. Okay, we're back on WPTF at 8:24, and Catherine is with us. And Catherine is not in Wilmington. She's closer to Lillington. So I thought you were on the coast, Catherine. But, Paul, did you want to interject anything of substance?
Y'all are no smart, Alice.
Rufus has a substance over there. He's got a donut.
I'm in sustenance.
She brought donuts and pastries.
Apple fritters.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, milkweed, cone flowers, Rebecca's.
I mean,
it sounds like you're looking for kind of a perennial border kind of look.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, gosh, there's dozens of options. Of course, the plant toolbox, the NC State Extension plant toolbox, is a great tool for generating a list, because you can go into the find a plant link and, you know, select for native perennial flowers for your area. And that'll give you lots of great options. And it's also worth, of course, Phil will have dozens of suggestions. But it's also a great time to go over the next few weeks, you know, check out the perennial border at the J.C. Ralston Arboretum. Or Sarah P. Duke Gardens has one.
Some field trip.
Yeah. And of course, the Botanical Garden in Chapel Hill specializes in the native plants.
Or either take a walk through Greenhouse 8, which is full of perennials right now.
Even better, yeah.
Yeah, like Joe Pye, I think of Joe Pye weed.
That's just got a nice big surface
for bees and butterflies.
Yeah, we just planted some this week. So.
And be sure to add things for the fall as well, because pollinators, you know, the typical North Carolina landscape provides lots of, you know, blooms in spring and summer, but then fall kind of things start to taper off. So get some goldenrods in there, some of the hardy mums,
mm-hmm.
the asters, things like that.
Yeah.
Get some of that in there and, you know, start small.
It's garden phlox, Rufus. Garden phlox is good
for
pollinators, isn't it?
Since I'm a very great advocate of phlox, and also Mexican sunflower, your sunflower.
Oh yeah, we've got
Catherine.
Yep, I've got the seed for that too.
Perfect.
That is just a fantastic thing. I've counted as many as 25 to 50 butterflies on a Mexican sunflower.
Oh yeah,
and you know there's a study that just came out talking about butterfly populations possibly declining dramatically, and habitat loss is just a big factor in that. And so folks like you that can go out and plant a little plot, that's huge.
Support the butterflies, support the bees.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, y'all. This is super helpful. Sounds like I need a field trip to Greenhouse 8.
Yep, that would be good.
And then we'll talk to Uncle Carlson about that tractor.
All right, now. That sounds great.
Right, we'll
thank you, Catherine. Always nice talking to you.
Yes.
All right.
I will. Talk to y'all soon. Take mm-hmm. care.
Bye.
Thanks.
She has such a pleasant voice.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. We can try Mike real quick. We have a couple of minutes here, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a quick question. I'm trying to find Permatil in a 40 or 50 pound bag. I'm having difficulty. About the only place I found it is some of the landscape supply places. Or they want to, you know, put a scoop in a front loader and dump in the back of a pickup, which I don't have.
Have you tried Logan's?
I've got.
Oh,
I've
Phil, got, you have some?
Yeah, I've got Permatil.
Okay, and this is, okay.
You're at Campbell Road Nursery, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well,
yep, we've got it in the bag.
Phil can find you anything you want, Mike.
We probably
anything you
look
want.
Around and find it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm glad you
I'll
called
there,
us.
You know, and you get on the road until like 9 or 10, right?
Oh, we open at 9.
Nine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Phil won't be
thank
there,
you.
But
right,
I won't let her leave. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
Right,
yeah. Okay. Well, we solve that problem. Thank you, Phil.
Yep. Thank you.
You do have a lot of stuff. You have a lot of stuff over there. A lot of plants.
What? So what do you have in Greenhouse 8?
Lordy, I wish.
You have less than a minute to say.
I can give you some ideas, but we have all kinds of sedums. We have all types of phlox. We have, what else do we have? I'll look it up. We've got Asclepias. We've got I think we do have some Artemisia down there. I'll look it up. I've got it on the website.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it.
Yeah, I got it on the website.
Coming up after the news here.
There's a ton of stuff.
Great question, Paul. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. All right, we're back on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. Man, we're just going crazy here with talking about pollinators, and Paul's going to do that in a minute. But, you know, like so many of you, when spring is in the air, I Must Garden is along for the ride, I suppose. And spring is also a time when we have to deal with all kinds of pests in the Triangle area. Taking preventative measures early in the season is a wise approach, and now is the time to start protecting your garden with I Must Garden. I Must Garden has repellents to protect your plants from deer and rabbits, rid moles and voles from your lawn, stop squirrels from digging in flower pots, repel snakes from patios, and keep your neighbors' dogs and cats from digging in your garden. It's not going to harm anybody. It just doesn't smell good to some folks, but it has spices and it smells good to me. I Must Garden repellents are formulated with natural ingredients, carefully selected to deter pests without harming your plants or the environment. No harsh chemicals, just pure, effective protection. You know, applying I Must Garden repellents is really a breeze. You just simply spray, protect, and watch your garden flourish. Plus, long-lasting formulas mean fewer continuous protection. Ensuring continuous protection, not fewer. It means fewer applications, of course. And I Must Garden repellents are available in local garden centers like Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh and Westlake Ace Hardware Stores. So protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-safe. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. All right, Paul, continue with your list.
Well, I wanted to know what's growing in Greenhouse 8.
You were asking about that. That's right. You've already done your list.
Because that's a great source for
Let's start with
getting those
Phil's list.
Yeah. But the idea is to have something that's blooming through spring, summer, and fall. And you know,
and winter.
Yeah,
I got Daphne going crazy.
But for a perennial border, you know, you want to plant it so that you've got, because your typical perennial flower is going to bloom for what, 3, 6, 7, 8 weeks at most, and then you got to have something else jumping in to fill the gap.
Right.
That's my. Here, you can hold it if you want to. That's my crazy Daphne.
Oh, wow.
That started on the left side up against the house, because that's where I put the container. It has to be 20 years old.
Wow.
And it just sat there, and I forgot about it. Some nice person gave it to me. Hmm. And it Rufus, what did you think? I was just showing Phil. I can't show the listeners here. I'll have to put it on Facebook. Phil and Paul, the Daphne.
That, you're crazy Daphne.
It is crazy Daphne. I don't say that to her face, but you can keep a Daphne. Got to grow it on top of the ground. Forget about it. Hmm. Container splits. It roots grow into the ground. And
that's not an extension recommended
it
technique,
is not.
By the way.
It is not. And it's definitely on a slope away from the house,
so
but it's
drainage.
Up against the house, so it's got it had good protection. But it apparently wanted some sun, and the Mahonia, which is huge, sitting beside it, which is also very happy, mm-hmm. So it decided to grow around it. Mm. It has not fully encircled it because it didn't have enough soil over there, I suppose, mm-hmm. And there's some shadow. But it envelops a lot of it, it appears to from the picture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Phil, have you finished looking through your list?
Well, I can't find the the big list. I'll have to look on. I'll have to do a little bit
well,
more research.
Ad lib, as Wally Osley would tell you.
I know one thing that we've got that's about to start blooming now, and actually, Bill Leslie did a filming on the butterflies on Sugar Rush Yellow Erysimum. Hmm. So it is just about to start blooming. We grew some of this for a person that's got to put a garden in, and he wanted something that was blooming yellow. It's like a historic garden is what he's putting in. And he wanted something that was blooming yellow and something that would be blooming by the end of March, and it will be. So we grew that for him, but we have extra of it. And it's a great butterfly plant. We also, we have a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of, not unfortunately, but a lot of leaf color in euphorbias and things like that. So they're not going to give you much of a bloom. But we do have something, the vinca, we call it vinca. I mean, not vinca, but verbena. Verbena on a stick is what we call
it. That's a great one. Yeah.
Just because it, you know, it's got a three-foot stick sticking up, and then the bloom on top.
That's a great
I'm gonna tell you, the goldfinches in the fall go crazy over that. They'll get on there, and they'll just that stalk will swing back and forth with that goldfinch on it. And the butterflies, I mean, the butterflies just and the bees just love it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a great pollinator.
Yeah, we've got that at the pollinator garden at the Vance County Regional Farmers Market that the Master Gardeners put in.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener straight ahead. We'll talk to our friend Carter Q from the Durham Public Library System.
Yay for Carter.
Yeah. We'll be back. We're gonna talk about some beautiful camellias. You've gotten like Nelsa. Nelsa brings in flowers, and so do you now. That's great.
Well, it was kind of, you know,
cuttings.
It was very refreshing to go out and walk, and I didn't even realize how many I had until I got here and started taking them all out.
Well, we're going to talk about them in a minute. I want to Carter Q's on the line. I want to thank him for our wonderful remote last week at just an extraordinary library branch. Good morning to you, Carter.
Good morning, Mike, Rufus, Phil, and Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to thank you, Mike Rufus, General Manager Carolyn Carver, your County Representative John Sheldon, and the entire WPTF family for joining me and Senator Mike Woodard and author Dr. Zelda Lockhart and Master Gardener DeAndre Hill and, of course, the super centenarian, 112-year-old Mrs. Catherine Farrell at the historic Stanford L. Warren Branch.
Yep. She said she got she made it to 112 because of collards and sweet potatoes.
That's right.
And she had some on the stove right now. Bet right now she does.
I told people I had met royalty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
She did look royalty. She was wearing red and
I showed her a picture to just loads of people.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, thank you for that. It was so much fun. Met such nice people.
Well, I told somebody we had a fabulous, wonderful gardenerific time.
Yeah.
Between 8 and 11.
So we
thank
did.
Thank you very much.
And Senator Woodard stayed with us the whole time. I guess he had a good time.
Yeah.
He must have been enjoying himself.
Yes. Yeah, so I just wanted to just call in and to thank you for just taking the time just to come over to Durham. And I think that quite a few, after the broadcast, I'd like to say, I think I may have gone through a box of the Weekend Garden magazines that I've passed out over the past week.
Oh, wonderful.
So that's been great. So I want to say thank you very much.
Well, you are certainly welcome, and thank you for working this out with Carolyn and John. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, that was sure the highlight of my weekend.
Yeah. And we got to go back twice because Rufus left his phone. So we we got down the road and we came back. We just couldn't get enough.
All right.
So, well, what a gorgeous library that is, that library building.
Just, well, well, I can definitely thank the taxpayers of Durham for seeing fit to help to restore the building.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they whoever restored it well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Well, oh, last thing. I have some plans to, is it too late to put out my pre-emergent today or?
You know, the forsythia is blooming like crazy, and that at one time was the time to put it out. Phil, Paul, is it still
yeah,
good time?
Are you talking about for your lawn?
For the lawn, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think this would be a good time. I wouldn't, in fact, I wouldn't wait much longer.
Yeah, because, I mean, the crabgrass will be, that's primarily why we put it out, but there are other spring weeds that we like to keep out. But you can't grow grass if you do that because it's going to prevent
you
the
can't
grass
plant,
seed.
You can't plant, yeah. Yeah, yeah you can't plant
can't
grass.
Plant grass.
Yeah.
Well, and if it were not for the HOA, I probably would reduce 95% of the grass. But, you know, the HOA, they really ask that you have something that looks like grass. So.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Well, Carter, thank you.
All right. Thank you, and have a great day.
Have yes,
great
sir. Day. You have a great day, and don't be a stranger. Call us
not.
From time to time now.
Yes, yes, of course. Not. When will you be at the? When will you come back to Durham?
Let's see. I have to find my list here because we will be back in April. I know.
Is that the aluminum company?
At the aluminum company.
Okay.
And, dadgummit, what did I do with
we'll keep a seat for you there, Carter.
Okay. Well, and I may just pop up the next time you're at the farmer's market there in Raleigh, so that's not too far away.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome anytime.
All right. Well, thanks so much, and have a great one.
All right. Well, you too, Carter.
All right. Be well.
Bye-bye.
And speaking of weed control in the lawn, you also need to be on the lookout for broadleaf weeds. Those are coming along strong, and you know we really need to get in the habit of if you're trying to do broadleaf weed control, do it early. Probably February is not too early to get out your broadleaf weed control on your lawn.
Rufus and I don't mind weeds, do we, Rufus?
No, they grow up green. Cut them back. They blend in with the whatever else is there. More weeds.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Now, clover, that wouldn't be good for your clover, would it?
Oh, no. Yeah, any broadleaf weed, most of your broadleaf turf herbicides are going to take out clover.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to conserve the clover.
I'm a clover man, we know for 18 years.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, there is some pollinator value in, you know, having that weedy lawn. In fact, there was a campaign that was started as No Mow May, like don't mow your lawn in May, which I think it started in England or somewhere, and actually in this part of the world it should be No Mow March, I think is what we say, because that's when those broadleaf weeds are coming up, blooming, and providing that early nectar sources for the pollinators that they're looking for and they need. But, you know, there's trade-offs because, you know, you let weeds grow in your lawn, you're going to have weeds in other beds in your landscape as well. So it's a trade-off.
All right. I couldn't find the calendar.
I know which way I'm trading.
Damn it. Fair enough. Yeah.
Hey, Monica is going to be with us around 9:30 at the State Farmers Market the Weekend Gardener. And today is a soft opening for Logan's at the market. At the farmer's market. I don't know what I guess you have to walk softly and you have to talk softly.
Rufus, no, what you have to do is if there's problems with anything, you just have to kind of get over it.
Uh-huh, yeah. Everything's going to be real soft.
You've had soft openings, haven't you, Phil?
It's always a soft opening at Campbell Road Nursery.
That's right.
Why do I have one of those every day?
I found, changing the subject real quick, not changing the subject because we're still talking about plants, but I did find the list of our perennials, and I just counted, and we have over 200 different types of perennials.
That's phenomenal. You've just gone crazy, haven't you?
We got a whole house. I mean, that household is about 4,000 flats.
I bet it's pretty.
It is. It's going to be a lot. In about 2 weeks, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And where? What size do you sell them in? Like quart size pots?
Most of them are in quart size. Mm-hmm. There are some that come in just like rooted, like a still bee and things like that, mm-hmm. that come in just the bare root. Mm-hmm. And so we usually, those are big enough that we have to put them in gallon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, yeah, we've got lots of different kinds of astilbe, achillea.
And when do you recommend folks start planting those?
We will probably bring those up about the third week in March. It mm-hmm. won't be long. It'll be a couple of weeks.
Don't ask for tomatoes.
No.
And they'll be safe to plant even if we got a frost coming up.
Yes.
Because we could have a frost in early April.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah, because they're perennials.
Even if the leaves get burned back just a little bit on the mm-hmm. edges or something, they'll come back out. Mm-hmm.
I remember.
We grow them in the cold.
Last year, Paul, April 1st was when you retired, and I went up to Henderson, mm-hmm. and it was a cold, rainy day. There wasn't frost.
Right.
But it was a cold day.
Yeah.
So we do get cold days in April.
Yes, for sure. So. Yeah.
Yep.
But you're better off planting them early.
Yes.
And getting them started.
Definitely. Because by the time it gets hot, it'll be hard to get things going. Mm-hmm. But, we've got tons of plants.
200 different.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. I mean, where else besides a local, small family-owned nursery are you going to find that kind of passion for plants?
Right.
That kind of, tailored to North Carolina.
We try to have something for everybody. It's
Well, you can't please everybody, but you're apparently trying to.
Well, if someone walked in the other day and asked for something, and I found it, and it came in yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if someone asks for something, I don't mind trying to grow it out. Mm-hmm. It's just like the... just a real quick rundown. The Raleigh Garden Club came in last fall and asked. They said they were having their 100th anniversary, and they wanted to know if they gave us a list of plants, if we would try to find them and grow them, for their sale. And I'm like, we'll be happy to. It's fun. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm. And so we just planted. We planted all the seed for them, and we just planted all those plants in flats this week, and they're doing so well. I mean, it's like cosmos and all the old-timey marigolds and lots of really fun things to plant. And the good news is, when we plant, get two trays for them, then we've planted a lot more, and we have more for us, too, and then we can offer that. After their sale, we'll offer that at the nursery. Mm-hmm. So it's always fun. It's just fun to grow different kinds of plants.
Yeah.
So, Joel, do we have time to take Mark's call? Okay, we got a break in 30 seconds. Mark, hold your bases, my father used to say. I don't know why he said that, but hold your bases. Just be easy. Have some patience.
Daddy said something else I can't say on the radio.
I bet your mama didn't say that.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, well, we have a soft opening coming up next hour, so we're going to be real quiet. But go to the soft opening.
I'll believe that when I hear it.
But tippy-toe when you go to Logan's today at the market, at the farmer's market in Raleigh. We'll talk more about that coming up.